Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be taking a look at some of the stories that kids are reading about in The Juice. And the first story that caught my eye today was about the wildfires in Southern California.
Oh, yeah. Those are just devastating.
They're just awful. The Juice is reporting on the rising death toll.
Right.
And also the powerful Santa Ana winds.
Those winds are really something else.
Yeah.
You know what's so challenging about these winds?
What's that?
Well, they can carry embers for miles.
Really?
Which means that new fires can spark up.
Oh, God.
Miles away from the original blaze.
So it's just impossible to contain.
Yeah, it makes it incredibly difficult for firefighters.
And the impact goes beyond the immediate fire zones, too.
That's right.
A lot of events have had to be postponed or relocated.
There are the Critics' Choice Awards had to be moved.
Right.
And an NFL playoff game, too.
Yeah, and even production on Abbott Elementary has been halted.
It's really impacting so many different aspects of life there.
And Governor Newsom has said that this will likely be the most expensive disaster.
Oh, absolutely.
In U.S. history.
This is going to cost a fortune to recover from.
Right.
You know, this could be a good time to talk to kids about natural disasters and how they impact communities. Mm-hmm. And maybe even talk about, you know, the importance of being prepared.
Yeah, having a plan.
Exactly.
Next in The Juice, there's a really interesting story about a blind mountain climber.
Oh, wow.
Named Jesse Dufton. He just made history by scaling El Capitan on Devil's Tower.
No way.
Which has never been done before by a blind person.
It's amazing.
That's insane. What I think is so amazing about his story is that.
What's up?
It's not just the physical feat.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's his determination to not let his blindness define his life choices.
Yeah. You know, and he uses his other senses and meticulous planning.
Absolutely.
To navigate these incredibly dangerous climbs. And he's not afraid of risk.
No, he is not.
The Juice quotes him as saying,
let's hear it.
If you never take any risk, you condemn yourself to the certainty of missing out.
Wow, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, and he's also scaled the Old Man of Hoy in Scotland.
Oh, wow.
And established a new route in Morocco's Atlas Mountains.
You know, this is such a great story to share with kids.
That is.
About, you know, overcoming limitations.
Right.
Embracing risk. Of course, calculated risks.
Yeah.
To pursue your passions.
Right.
It's so inspiring.
Shifting gears a little bit, The Juice is also reporting on a current surge in illnesses.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing about this.
Like COVID, flu.
Yeah.
And a particularly severe norovirus outbreak.
I know it's going around.
It is.
I think it's because, you know, all the masking and social distancing, which was so important during the pandemic.
Right.
But our bodies haven't been exposed to as many viruses in recent years.
Right. So our immunity may be lower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now we're just more susceptible.
It makes sense.
To all these bugs.
Right. The Juice really emphasizes that frequent hand washing is the best defense against norovirus transmission.
It's so important.
Because there's no vaccine yet.
Right.
Right.
We do have vaccines for COVID and RSV and the flu, but unfortunately for norovirus, we're still looking at like 3 to 5 years out.
Wow.
And even then, it might only be for vulnerable populations.
So next up in The Juice today is a thought-provoking quote.
I love a good quote.
From Swami Vivekananda.
Okay.
And the quote is, "All the powers in the universe are already ours. It is we who have put our hands before our eyes and cry that it is dark."
Oh, wow. That's powerful. So Swami Vivekananda, he was a prominent Hindu monk who introduced Vedanta and yoga to the West in the late 19th century.
Wow.
He was a pretty influential guy.
I guess so.
And that quote, it really reminds me that we all have so much potential within us.
Right.
But we often limit ourselves through self-doubt and fear. It's like we're holding ourselves back from achieving great things.
Right.
Because we don't believe in ourselves.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. The Juice also has a story about the growing number of Black Americans choosing to relocate to Ghana.
Ghana, they've actually been encouraging this for a while. You know, they have this year of return campaign.
Right.
And they just held a naturalization ceremony.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where like over 500 Black Americans were granted Ghanaian citizenship.
Yeah. And even Stevie Wonder was there.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder.
I know. The Juice quotes one of the new citizens, Kichi Bowers, as saying, my ancestors who wanted to return and come back home, those ancestors who never made it back, that passport for me is for them.
That's a powerful statement.
It is. And it's interesting
because
Ghana isn't the only destination.
Right.
Senegal is also becoming popular.
Among Black Americans who are seeking a sense of belonging.
Exactly. This story could be a good way to start a discussion with kids.
Yeah.
About, you know, the concepts of home, identity, belonging.
Absolutely.
And even the historical context of the African diaspora. Last one in the Juice.
All right. What do we got?
Takes us back in time.
Oh, cool.
To a discovery about the Little Ice Age.
The Little Ice Age. Yeah. I don't think I've heard of that.
That chilled the planet around 1831.
1831, wow. Yeah. So long ago. So what happened?
Well, scientists have always thought that it was caused by a volcanic eruption.
That makes sense.
But they could never figure out
the
source. So a team led by Dr. William Hutchison analyzed ice core samples from Greenland, and they found volcanic glass and sulfur isotopes.
Really?
That matched the signature of a volcano.
Ah, so they finally found the culprit.
Yes, the Zavaritsky volcano.
Zavaritsky, okay.
Located in a remote archipelago between Japan and Russia. And you know, this eruption is thought to have contributed to famines in Asia during the early 19th century.
Oh, wow. So it had far-reaching consequences.
Yeah, it did.
You know, that just shows you how interconnected our planet really is.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the Juice. So until next time.
Keep exploring.
And keep learning.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.